Or a vest.
Yeah, something like that, but you don't see those much.
Huh. But they're coming back in style a lot.
Oh,
are
they? Oh,
huh?
You see them more now?
Yeah. Yeah, vests are coming back in style. A lot of people's wearing them.
Well, now, like, if the shirts and things made out of cotton, if you, like in those days, they wash it in cold water, and to keep it from getting smaller. But if you washed it in hot water, would they, a lot of times if they weren't sanitized or anything.
They'd draw up and get smelly.
Did that happen?
Yeah, they'd draw up.
So that's something. So
they'd always make their clothes just, a little extra big, so when they drawed up, they'd fit.
Oh, so they just count on that ahead of time and just go ahead. talking about a girl or a woman or something that like to just stand in front of a mirror all the time trying to make herself look pretty,
yeah.
Putting on makeup, well, you'd say, well, she really does like to primp up or something like that. Would they say, do they use that term, primp up?
Well, I know they even remember. It's been so long ago.
They have you heard that? You've heard people
primp
say that?
Primp, yeah, I heard them say about primping.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you said they didn't hardly have any looking glasses much.
No, no.
So they probably didn't know.
And women, then didn't. None of them ever see one with short hair, curl hair. It was just straight.
Oh, well, now, what the women that like to put on fancy clothes, and you'd say that they like to, would they have any fancy clothes?
Not at all. A few. And they called people like that dudes.
They did? No, they'd like to dress up.
Seemed like, they'd feel big-headed or stuck up or something. I used to call it having the big head.
Oh, they did? Yeah, well, what about a little leather, something with a clasp on it that women would carry their money in, their loose money in?
I reckon they just call them little pocketbooks, I don't know, or little change purses. I don't know what to call them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about one of these?
A bracelet?
They still call it. They always
say, yeah, I've got a bracelet I've had 57 years.
You don't mean it.
Oh, sure have.
Well, that's hard to believe.
They was a soldier boy in World War I. Me and him was, kind of sweet. And he had to go off to the Army, and we wrote for a long time. Uh-huh. Christmas rolled around. And he wrote and asked me what I wanted. And I says, you can send me a bracelet. And, oh, it's a pretty thing. I've had it 57 years.
Isn't that something? Now, that is just something to think about.
Yeah. I've kept it down through all the years. I guess I'll keep it as long as I live.
Well, that is just amazing. Well, now, what about for jewelry around their neck?
They just usually wore beads.
That'd be one thing they have. Now, what about to hold over their heads, like when it would rain? Did they have
a lot of them had parasols back then. I remember when they used parasols over their head.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
they used to wear hats. Gertrude can remember that, when women wore hats, but that went out of style around 30 years ago when women quit wearing hats.
Mm-hmm. And then you said that they make everything mostly by hand, like the coverlets and all that kind of stuff.
They made their sheets and
but
I can't ever remember my mother doing that. That was back before I ever come along.
Mm-hmm. Well, like on the bed at the top of the bed to put your head on, you'd have a
pillow.
Well, did they ever have these long things?
I got one of them now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, bolster.
Oh, that you have one?
Uh-huh.
Golly, that's you just don't see those hardly anymore at all.
Yeah, that's